founder and chairman of Gift of the Givers, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. You must have been called on very, very heavily this week, Imtiaz, as the country went to the brink.
Yes, Bruce, it's just totally, you can't handle the amount of calls that are coming in. There's different types of calls. People want, you know, anxiety and fear. People who need a simple thing like all age homes, and an 84-year-old lady calls you and says, I don't have anything. Then you have the mental health, the hospitals, both private and public, calling you. They need stuff, or they need additional stuff, oxygen, they need medical supplies, they need food to feed the patients, they need food for the nurses and the doctors. And then you have people who's lost everything in their shops, and they want something to sustain themselves. A whole lot of communities calling, saying they're completely cut off. They haven't eaten for days. They can't buy anything. They don't have anything. They don't have any access. And they're just pouring in calls like that all the time. And on the good side, too, we're getting calls, flooded with calls from people who want to support us. Calls coming from outside, too, from the UK, Ireland, Denmark, Netherlands, Australia, New Zealand, the UK, UAE. And it's suddenly there's everybody just all, and a lot of embassies in South Africa are all calling chambers of mines, different from different countries, American Chamber of Mines, you know, the Canadian, some chambers calling to do something.
Imtiaz, we don't have a great cell phone signal this evening, but I mean, what is very, very clear is that there's this incredible global response to South Africa in its hour of need. I'm not sure if you can still hear us, but I mean, is this individuals or is it largely institutions and governments and sort of large funds that can actually have a huge and positive impact if they manage to put their funds in the right place, which many are choosing to put with you?
Well, it's a combination. Can you hear me better now?
Much better, thank you.
Yeah, it's a combination of people. But in South Africa, Standard Bank was the first. They gave us 15 million. Vodacom came with 5 million. And then Shamir, just CEO of Vodacom himself, gave 1 million of his personal funds. And, you know, like that, the Hollard has been speaking to us, Rand Merchant Bank. There's a whole range of people that have been calling Volvo South Africa. That's locally. Internationally, it's a lot of South Africans who work with the South Africans, you know, externally, telling them they want to assist, and also different companies also calling us. So the embassies are from local, but the international funding is from South Africans work, or Germany too, South Africans in Germany too, all over setting up collection campaigns. And then there's some other people who are not South African from the other countries also calling us to say which way they can help. We're creating chat groups with friends in other parts of the world, so it's a global interest. So obviously, it's predominantly individual South Africans, and locally it's the corporate companies, but tons of South Africans, ordinary South Africans, wanting to support in one way or the other.
How are you people holding up? They must have come under extreme pressure this week.
Bruce, we specialize in dealing with pressure. That's our specialty. And we all, from 2 days ago already, you know, we've been buying items. It was initially just straight basic stuff. Milk and bread to individuals, then ramped it up for 3 or 4 day process. We've already delivered stuff to several hospitals, both public and private. We've delivered full food parcels to several communities that will keep them, what I say, off the grid for a whole month. We don't have to go there again, you know, because we support them for a whole month, and hopefully by that time, things will improve for them to help themselves. And like that, all the other requests we're getting is from corporate companies saying, we have our employees in KZN, they don't have any access to food. Can you help? They're prepared to pay for the packages, which we will do for them. And we, at the same time, are ramping up thousands of parcels for one month's supply, plus bulk aid for a lot of the other ones. A lot of homes are calling us, old age homes, you know, the orphanages, homes for the physically and mentally challenged, a lot of calls like that. So we're providing items in bulk for them. And then, of course, individual support and individual homes. And then we're also looking at some funding. It's coming from corporates to say, look at businesses, the small ones, if you can rehabilitate them, put them back into business, they'll employ some people, the economy will start again, people will look at helping themselves. So as help supporting business to get on their feet, and even medical practices, pharmacists and optometrists. 70 pharmacies were destroyed, more than 45 optometrists were affected, and several doctors' practices were totally torched.